The Interior Department is expected to finalize its management plan for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska this month. The proposed plan sets aside half of the reserve for environmental protection. The state has several grievances against the federal government over the NPRA, but one of the thorniest issues involves dozens of exploratory oil and gas wells the government drilled decades ago but did not properly clean up. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A three-ring binder the size of a toaster oven sits on a small table in Kathy Forrester's office in downtown Anchorage. The chair of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission wants easy access to information on each of the Bureau of Land Management's so-called legacy wells. There are 126 of them.
Okay, the notebook contains, for every well, it contains a picture of what the surface looks like, and most of those are not very pretty. You know, some of them have just a wellhead, some of them have.
Forrester is from Texas, a fact she is quick to point out. And in Texas, orphan wells, where companies drill for oil, go bankrupt, and then leave the well without cleaning up, are a big problem. So when she first joined the commission in 2005, she wondered if there were many orphan wells in Alaska.
So, you know, I was quickly able to determine that the only problem we have in the state, other than, you know, the three or four wells that don't have an operator we can go back on, the only problem in the state is the one created by the federal government.
That problem is mostly in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, which is managed by the Bureau of Land Management. The exploratory wells were drilled by federal agencies from 1944 to 1982 to assess the oil and gas potential in the area. Alaska is the only state where federal legacy wells exist. Most of the wells have been left untouched for decades. One near Barrow is nicknamed the Whistling Well because it occasionally still releases gas. And Forrester says even the surface of many of the drill sites are an environmental mess.
One well site has hundreds of drums, barrels that were left at one time filled with something, you know, drilling mud, chemicals, who knows what. But all of those hundreds of drums have corroded and are now empty. And all whatever was there has leached into the tundra. And the drums are still out there rusting away.
In 7 years since Forrester first approached BLM about the problem, the two agencies haven't even come to terms on which wells need acute attention and which ones can be left alone. She says it's been difficult to get basic information from BLM on the status of the wells. Forrester was hopeful a U.S. Senate hearing on the issue this July would speed up the process, but that hasn't happened.
The attitude was they're out of sight, they're out of mind, nobody knows, nobody cares, they're expensive to clean up, so we're not going to do it.
But the BLM is working to address the problem wells, although the pace of work is slow. Since 2004, the agency has cleaned up six of the highest priority wells for $60 million. The state has questions about whether that work was completed to industry standards. Ted Murphy is the Associate State Director of BLM. He says the state is exaggerating the environmental threat the wells pose.
Honestly, I think there's been some misrepresentation on the status of the wells.
Murphy acknowledges many of the wells look bad. They have an optics problem, in his words. But he says
it's not a big environmental risk.
Murphy says BLM is monitoring the wells to make sure they don't deteriorate to the point where they do become an environmental risk. And this month, the agency is planning to release a strategy for properly plugging and abandoning the remaining wells. The agency hopes to address 13 wells in the next 4 years if they can find funding.
The BLM and the Department of Interior are taking this very seriously. And we're also moving with a pragmatic approach to completion of this.
When the Interior Department makes NPRA available for oil leasing, it can require companies to clean up the legacy wells as a condition of the leases. But under the proposed plan for developing NPRA, only about a quarter of the wells are on land available for leasing. Kathy Forrester was furious when Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who likes wearing cowboy hats, announced that so much of the reserve would be set aside for wilderness protection.
excuse me, if you're going to get on your high horse with your pretty hat and say that you've got to protect this iconic piece of wilderness, then you need to clean up the messes that you're responsible for first.
At the rate the BLM is working, Forrester is not optimistic those legacy well messes will be cleaned up anytime soon. And she suspects that hefty three-ring binder will be sitting on her office table as long as she's a commissioner. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.